B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Let's keep going.
Sound off. All right, let's kick it with sound off. 610-771-9705. Got something to say? Hit us up. Leave us a message. You may make the big show. We call it sound off. Let's go.
Tony Romo is right. The Cowboys should be the favorite to win the NFC. Look at the picks over the past 2 years. You took Jalen Reagor compared to CeeDee Lamb. You took Jalen Hurts compared to Trayvon Diggs. And then this year, look, I think Devontae Smith is going to contribute down the road, but he's too undersized right now. Michael Parsons might win Defensive Player of the Year, or at least Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Well, I can't disagree.
Well, I don't agree that they're the favorites to win the conference.
No, like but as far as the draft picks go and what went right and what went wrong, yeah, I'll give it up for that.
It's not even close. But Romo was fanboying out the whole game.
Yeah.
With the Cowboys. Like, I'm talking about, like, he was, yeah. He was basically like a Cowboy during the call of that game.
It's in their blood, and it just... It comes out.
I'm not talking about Joe Buck. Just
yeah,
him.
I know.
Yeah.
You can never, ever apply logic to the Philadelphia Eagles because its only Super Bowl trophy came with a mediocre head coach and a mediocre backup quarterback, neither of whom will ever have those kinds of jobs ever again in their lives.
How's everyone doing?
I don't know, man. Maybe it was a clandestine deal with the devil. Who knows? They want it. It hasn't looked bright since.
Let's trade away a three-time Pro Bowler tight end while we have a young quarterback who's trying to learn this year who can't throw the deep ball. Yeah, that's really brilliant. Oh, okay, we get a lot of draft picks next year for it. Big whoop. Whether it's one draft pick or 10, that Howie guy don't know how to draft to begin with. So what does it matter?
Well, listen, that was just it was really a merciful situation. He wasn't going to fit in here anymore. He kind of wanted to go. And I don't think it was that big of a deal to trade away Zach Ertz, to be honest.
On the box score, next to Ben Simmons' name, I'm going to see DNPCD. Because this mother father does not need to be playing with my team and making a malfunction. Send him home. I don't care if you got to pay him, whatever you got to do, just send his ass home.
Well, I happen to agree with that thing. You know, I don't know what it's just an ongoing situation. Will he suit up? Will he be on the bench? Will they play him? Will they not play him? Will they not dress him? Like, what happens from this point on? We'll find out soon enough. The drama starts tomorrow with Ben addressing the media.
Patriots have a chance to beat the Cowboys. And who shows up? Jalen Mills, burnt twice again.
Yeah, and who also shows up? Aguilar dropping a pass.
A
monster drop.
Game-changing pass.
Don't get me started on that game.
Well, Mike, I guess you and a lot of Penn Staters are smiling today. Iowa went down to the Boilermakers of Purdue. We are Penn State.
Why does that make me smile? Why would that possibly make me smile that Iowa lost to Purdue? Is that vault Penn State back into the Final Four? No.
No.
They will never get there. So what do I care?
Never.
Not this year. That's all I care about is this year. Where are they going this year?
Well, let's see.
They
will
creep back
out.
In?
They went out.
Are they winning out?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But it's on the table. They went out.
Their starting quarterback is a bit shrouded in mystery. He might not even play the rest of the season.
Yeah, they know what's wrong with him.
Yeah, he probably had cracked ribs, but they have and Franklin has a policy not to reveal his injuries. Let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Got an LPD?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
All right, that concludes the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening, watching, and participating. Stay tuned, because on 97.5 The Fanatic, we've got... Oh, wait, we're not done. This is overtime. I forgot all about that. We're overtime. We're going to spend the next half hour with you, because we're going to lead into the Flyer telecast, but we'll leave you on radio, on TV, because on NBC Sports Philly, it's the warm-up, Flyers pregame live, and the Flyers and Kraken. But the Mike Mussinelli Show continues into the 6 o'clock hour, so bonus coverage. You want to get in? Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975, and we'll talk to you after the break.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.